Christian, I just got to say that, you know, I have up and down weeks in draft, and this week was definitely a big downer.
Okay.
Is that why I saw another deposit?
Another deposit coming in from our ETH. Can you stop using our company money for your terrible gambling?
Look, we talked about this before, and it's perfectly fine if it's... Look, we talk about it on the podcast. We can use podcast money.
Yeah, we need to have a conversation about this. Because
another $25 deposit to my account. But listen, my winnings are going to the goodness of the podcast.
But you're not
this week.
Yeah,
next
but
week.
I'm actually I'm winning money on draft.
Look, for those of you who do not know what we're talking about the draft app and playdraft.com. Basically, it's DFS, but it allows us to draft every single week. So instead of like traditional DFS where you just pick, you know, everybody picks, you know, Julio Jones, instead of that, you just do a snake draft, and it's way much more fun. And the best thing of all is if you use promo code EATSLEEPFANTASY, you get $3 and I think it automatically follows us, but if it doesn't, follow me, ESF Dale, and Brito, ESF Brito. And it allows us to play you, and that's like the most fun about it. You can play us and play other listeners. It's a pretty fun time.
For our listeners in Spanish, si usted quiere jugar en Daily Fantasy, usa el Draft app. Con Draft, usted puede participar en Snake Drafts todas las semanas con los jugadores que usted quiere. Usa el Draft app con promo code Eat Sleep Fantasy para recibir una entrada de $3 gratis. Juega con nosotros, síguenos ESF Dale and ESF Christian. ESF Brito.
Jesus. So I don't even understand what you're saying, but why don't you say snake draft in Spanish? You said everything in Spanish and you stopped and said snake draft in English.
Because I sometimes I forget words, and so I think it also adds the comedic effect of throwing in English words.
That was great. I liked it. Good job.
Good,
yeah. So, best of all, draft is actually telling or giving people a chance to just try it out, and if you don't like it, they're giving a money back guarantee. So I don't know any other daily fantasy site that's doing anything even like that, and that's why I like to use them. I mean, they're just good guys over there too. So. Definitely check out Draft on your app store, and it's like a little blue shield. Or if you're going to do it on desktop, it's playdraft.com. Don't forget the promo code EatSleepFantasy.
I will say one last thing about it. A lot of people ask us, like, they enjoy our show, ask us how they can support or give back. We don't really ask for anything of you guys except for a couple things. You can play Draft for free and join and use our promo code. That helps out our show. And drop us a review on iTunes. Those are the best two ways that you can help us right now.
Jeez.
If you want to do so.
Going right into the begging, huh?
I'm straight to the begging. I think they're going to enjoy it enough that they're going to, you know.
They'll be okay.
I do beg for reviews. If you could give us reviews, because people are really mean on iTunes sometimes.
We need some goodness to balance out the meanness.
Yeah. Sorry, Mom. Yeah. Eat, sleep, fantasy, you rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs, better follow. The conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation, we doing what we like. Tune in every week, guarantee we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be. Joining us on Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Yeah, Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Eat, Sleep, Fantasy Football Podcast, also known as Dale's Gonna Tell His Shitty Stories of Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Christian Brito. Joining me, as always, on this lovely episode is Mr. Dale DeMott. What's up, Dale?
Yeah, man, it always seems like when we come back for the Waiver Wire show on Tuesday mornings, it always feels like it's been forever since we recorded. I know, you know, we had an episode drop on Thursday, I think. We didn't do Friday, unfortunately. I love the Friday free shows, but we didn't get that done. But the French Friday shows, we didn't get that done. But we are here for you. We are going to be talking about some waivers today, some injuries, just some general news. We are the Dale Shitty Stories, or whatever you called it, of fantasy football. Look, I do have a good story, and it's not shitty. It's a real topic that I want to bring up.
Okay. Here's my measure for it. Did you try to tell Brooke the story?
You know, I don't know. I think I did tell her, actually, but it was forgettable.
Did she roll her eyes at any point?
I don't think she reacted at all.
That's even worse.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she ignores me at this point when I start ranting about stuff like this.
Does she not care about you anymore ever since she had a baby?
Pretty much. That's pretty much how it goes.
Seems about right. Yeah. Yep. I stopped caring about you about 3 seconds into the first conversation we ever had.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Look, now that, you know, our listenership is getting up there, and I feel like I have a duty to tell our listeners how to act in public while traveling. You know, we already talked about the moving sidewalks situation. We all know that when you're on a moving sidewalk, either walk or don't get on at all. Okay, we already figured that out. I think that was back in the summer we talked about that.
Right.
I want to talk about the middle seat on an airplane.
Oh, God.
Look, I had a three-hour flight down to Miami, or actually down, not to Miami, to Orlando. It was like 2 hours or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
From Wilmington, North Carolina to Orlando.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Wilmington to Orlando. All right. Got it.
I purchased my ticket about 3 months ago, mainly because, one, I wanted to save some money, because getting it early, you save a couple bucks. And two, I don't want to be stuck in the middle seat. If anything, I'm on the window, and I will book as early as I can to be on the window. Just because, you know, you have a little bit of arm room, you can kind of lean against the window. You following me so far? The jerk punk kid sitting next to me, I don't think he spoke any English, because we didn't talk the entire time, and he was listening to Spanish music. But that's not why he was a punk. He's a punk because he sat in the middle seat, and he had the audacity to take up both armrests. And he's a kind of a small guy. Look, I'm not a big guy, but I'm like bigger probably than average. I think that's fair. Right. I was on the window, but he was sitting in the middle, like arms stretched out, both
armrests. We gotta talk about what average is in a bit, but continue.
Okay. Anyways, he had both armrests on the armrest. It annoyed me so.
Both armrests on the armrest. Your argument is just
both arms on the armrest. Okay, both elbows on the armrest. Okay, so we started off the flight. I kind of nudged him a little bit to give me some room on the armrest. Give me some real estate. Right? Didn't even budge. I mean, he just kept his elbows on there as locked as he could. So I kept nudging him, and then he finally moved. So I grabbed the armrest from him, and then he came back and he bumped me off. He bumped me off the armrest. I was already annoyed. I was like sweating because it was hot in the plane. This kid was wearing a leather jacket and spiked hair, if this gives you any idea of what kind of person I'm dealing with here for 2 hours.
I just want to say that you probably shouldn't have added that detail because it makes you seem very judgy.
Well, I had a layover. It makes me seem judgy? Oh, my God. Okay. To end the whole thing off, I'll just fast forward the last 15 minutes of the flight. I was so
just
annoyed.
Just a question. Did that guy look like he's ever used a safe space?
No, he looked like a punk kid that would yell at a grandma. That's who he looked like.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. So we spent the last 15...
Like some sort of like, hey, kid, get off my lawn.
Yeah, yeah.
He yells back, make me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Right. Gotcha.
So fast forward to the last 15 minutes of the flight. I was so annoyed that I actually took my elbow and put it on top of his forearm. And he didn't move, and I didn't move, and we spent 15 minutes touching arms for the rest of the plane ride because I was so annoyed. I wasn't moving. He obviously already made his decision, and I'm just here on the podcast to tell everybody, just because you're middle seat does not give you priority access to the armrests. If you want priority access to armrests, you better book early. Look, you can even save some money. And if you can't book early, guess what? You're stuck in the middle seat with your arms crossed for the next hour and a half. And rant.
Right.
I'm done.
Yeah. So, I gotta say this. You get one armrest. You get one. You don't get both.
So the middle guy who dragged his ass, who didn't book until the last minute, he gets two armrests? That's bullshit.
Yeah, no. You get the armrest that's, facing the interior side of the plane. So if you're sitting on the right side of the plane, you get the left armrest. If you're sitting on the left side of the plane, you get the right armrest. That's just how it works.
If you're in the aisle, right.
Well, not if you're in the aisle. Like, think about it. If you're in the window, you get the armrest on the right. If you're on the left side of the plane. Right.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, it's always to the side that's interior towards you.
Right.
Towards the plane, I mean.
Sure.
But you don't get both. There isn't. The only person that kind of gets two is the window.
No, he doesn't kind of. You're telling me that the middle guy gets both armrests. That's what you're trying to say.
No, I'm saying they don't. No. I'm saying they don't. The window kind of gets the second one because they have the window. The middle guy... There's a reason why it's the middle seat and it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's because it's the middle seat.
Right.
Now, I saw someone argue on the thing that, like, okay, the aisle seat can lean into the aisle, the window can lean into the window, but the middle seat should get both. That guy?
Disagree.
That guy is a guy that uses both armrests and a middle seat. Fuck that guy. So I don't know who it was. It's probably a loyal listener. I'm sorry. But fuck
There's two kinds of people in this world. People that think that middle seats get both armrests and people that don't.
Yeah.
I just want to set the record straight.
And the people that don't probably thought that Eric Ebron was going to be a huge success this year.
All right, let's get into it. I want to talk about some football here. We had a pretty good weekend. Fantasy football sucks, by the way.
Fantasy football is really annoying to me sometimes, because I have a stacked lineup, but everybody was on bye this week, whatever. And then, so I finally lost my first game since week one this week, so now I'm going to be 7-2, but I lose against Armando, which makes it so much worse, because he's going to gloat about it, whatever.
Yeah,
anyways,
sure.
I am looking at Armando's roster, not only in this league, in our league of record, but in the leagues that he's winning. He's putting out the shittiest lineups imaginable and getting W's. And I'm just, I can't.
Hold that thought.
I can't even deal with it.
Christian, we are going to play a new game today. I didn't even tell you.
Is the game going to be that Armando started Javorius Allen, Kenyon Drake, Damian Williams? He started both Dolphins running backs, first of all. He started both Dolphins running backs, okay? Along with John Brown. And the dude not only won in the what league is that? Is that the
I think it's the Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio with Pod Vader and all those other podcasts.
Her fantasy football,
which we should definitely talk about a lot more.
Right. Yeah.
Not only did he win, he had high points for the week.
Yep. Crazy. Look, I'm gonna bring this into a new game here, Christian. I don't want to play it right now because I want to get into some fantasy football. But we are going to play a fun game, and it just shows you the parody of the NFL and how much football sucks right now for people who are really into it, because no matter who you're starting, like any given week, they're going to end up with 10 yards and nothing else, or, you know, one catch for 8 yards.
Right.
No matter how much of a lock you think they are, fantasy football is 60% skill and 40% luck.
Yeah, it's 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will.
All right,
there's 5% pleasure and 50% pain, and then there's 100% reason to remember the name.
Okay, and that is really bad that you actually know the lyrics without anything.
Who said I didn't know? I wasn't preparing that.
I know. Yeah, I'm sure you had that written down in your show notes there. All right, so later on, we're gonna play a game, Christian. I haven't talked to you about it, but it's gonna be a fun game, and we're gonna play, so stay tuned, folks, because it is going to be entertaining. I will tell you that right now. Before we get started on the waiver wire, I do want to mention a couple things. We have a new private group on Facebook. I don't really know why we're doing this. It felt like it was needed. We have almost 1,000 likes on our Facebook page, which is pretty good for us, I think, because we don't really do a lot on Facebook, but people continue to chime in and work on it and all that stuff and send us cool stuff on Facebook. But we decided to start a private group on Facebook that people can basically interact with each other and talk to each other and us. You know, we'll be on there a lot too. But I just feel like there just needs to be more interaction. So if you are on Facebook, you can look for the private group called... I should probably have this ready to go. I think it's called...
It's Fantasy.
No. It's called, you go in the search
bar. I should know because I get the notifications.
It's called Eat Nation Private Group.
Okay.
And just search for it. It is, Oh, shoot. It's... Sorry, I just accidentally updated my computer. It's a private group, so you need to request to join. In the first day, I haven't even promoted on the podcast yet, but I think we have like 50 likes or something, or 50 members already. And it's kind of cool because, like I said, everybody could kind of talk to each other and you know, interact. So do that. That's the first thing I want to talk about. The second, don't forget, guys, we have an Antonio Brown autographed mini helmet. I posted it in that private group actually today, and I also put it on Twitter. Eat Sleep FF on Twitter, by the way. We are giving away this Antonio Brown helmet on Black Friday. And basically, you need to follow us, retweet us, review us on iTunes, whatever it takes to get our attention. Email us, esfgiveaway@gmail.com. There's not one thing that you can do. Just get our attention. And if you do that, then we'll give you the helmet. So whatever names, hey, you know, this person retweeted a lot of our stuff, or this person's a 5-minute member, whatever. Just that's what's going to get you the Antonio Brown mini helmet. So when it comes down to Black Friday, I'm going to look back through all the mentions and all the emails and reviews on iTunes. And from there, we'll give it away. So does that make sense, Christian?
That made a lot of sense.
Okay.
And I'm very excited to see what we get.
Yeah. I mean, it could be anything, you know. It could be, you know, send us a video of you asking for it, or, you know.
Oh, God.
Or, you know, private video of, never mind. Christian, a 5-minute member. We need to give away.
What?
We need to give away this.
Can we get a East League Fantasy Snapchat?
No, because you'll get us in trouble if we had a Snapchat, because you're going to just be asking pictures of girls' boobs the entire time.
Why'd you limit it to girls?
Because I know that's what you're going to ask for. You're going to get on Snapchat.
Guys' boobs?
You're going to say, Snapchat me your boobs. And that's all you're going to get.
That's not even the song. It's Snapchat me that.
What?
You don't know the song?
Yes, I do know. I just want to hear you say it.
I don't want to say that out loud.
Why? Or Eat Sleep Fantasy. Just say it. I'm not going until you say it.
Eat Sleep Pussy.
I'm going to cut right down to it. Look, we have a...
That was really uncomfortable to do on the podcast, just FYI. I just had to step out of my comfort zone. And I really regret doing that. I kind of want to ask for an edit.
No, you're not going to get it.
But let's just move
Listen,
on.
We have a couple t-shirts here. Our first ever 5-minute member giveaway. This person has been a 5-minute member since the day we talked about it. There has been a lot, so this isn't taken away from anybody else who hashtags 5-minute member. We're going to keep giving these away. So don't give up and don't stop hashtag 5-minute member on all of our tweets. But the winner for the t-shirt, you guys got to email me, contact@eatsleepfantasy.com, and let me know this is you, because I don't have a name. But on Twitter, it's @drhodes1069. It looks like he's a Raiders fan. Or she. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say he. But anyways, drhodes. Email me, let me know that you are who you are, give me your email or give me your physical address so I can send you a shirt, and give me your size too. I don't have big boy sizes, so just FYI, like nothing bigger than XL. So, all right.
So I can't fit in any of the shirts?
Nope. But you already have them, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
All right. Man, I've been talking a lot.
Working on getting our SC up right now.
Oh, what?
What?
All right. Oh, Snapchat.
We don't have an Eat Sleep Fantasy Snapchat. Let's just move on.
All right. Let's get to the waiver wires. This is in no particular order. We're going to try to give you some fab budget along with this. We haven't really done too much. We did have a couple requests talking about, hey, you know, how much should I spend on certain players or stuff like that that we haven't really done. So I'm going to try to give you just a baseline. So the people I'm talking about, my list here is in no particular order. But I want to start off with Orleans Darkwa.
Okay.
The only reason I really have him on, I've talked about...
Interesting one.
I don't trust the Giants offense enough to play him ever, except next week when he's playing San Francisco, a team that has allowed almost 500 yards to running backs this season. Orleans Darkwa is getting the lion's share of the work in New Orleans, either way you look at it. So if you're on a bye and you really need somebody to fill in at running back, he's okay. Okay. Just matchup based.
Just okay.
Just okay. Okay. I would consider, you know, 5 to 10% of my budget remaining on Darkwood.
Okay. It's okay. It's fine. I think we have some better names on this list.
Yeah. The second guy,
I'm not oohing and awing over Darkwa, but it is a 1 week kind of plug and play solution, like you mentioned, sure. And it's something that, I mean, as bye weeks continue, people are going to have to continue figuring out who they're playing. So, for example, I saw JGI and I'm like, man, I might be able to put JGI back into my starting lineup once he, you know, gets some good matchups with the Eagles. And then I'm like, man, he's on bye. Oh, that's fine. I got Kareem Hunt. Man, he's on bye. And so, like, Orleans Darkwa for me might be a guy that I consider playing because, you know, there's a bunch of running backs coming up on bye this coming week. And
yep.
It's an option.
One guy, actually, I feel kind of guilty to talk about him, Christian, because I don't know why I didn't say it. When we were in our league of record, you were talking you needed a wide receiver for this week, and we were making trades. I saw Robert Woods on there, and I thought, why doesn't Christian just pick up Robert Woods? And I was like, I don't know why I didn't tell you. I probably should have as a friend, but as a competitor, I just stayed shut. But Robert Woods has been playing very well for the past few weeks. Last week, he tied the team in targets, and he caught 4 of those targets for 70 yards and 2 touchdowns last week.
Great.
I do want to mention that in his last 4 games, he's had at least 4 receptions and 59 yards in each of those last 4 games. He's pretty dangerous when Jared Goff is playing well, and this team scores a lot of points.
Yep. They have scored consistently over 30 points, 5 times this year and over 43 times?
Yeah. When your offense is scoring that much and you're pretty much the lead wide receiver, I mean, he's emerging as a wide receiver 1 on the Rams. It's hard to ignore him. And he is on he's a free agent in a lot of leagues right now.
Yes, sir. He really is. And people, you know, they're looking at the Cups of the world. There's still some people looking at Watkins. But Robert Woods, he seems like he's too legit to quit.
Yep, yep. Now, I'm basing, and Christian, you tell me if I'm wrong, because I started off with Orleans Darkwa, and I started thinking, okay, he's around 10% of my budget, and I believe that. So based off of that, I kind of started basing how much budget I would put on these other guys. Robert Woods, I think, is a little bit more intriguing. So I'm putting about 15 to 20% of my budget on Robert Woods if you need a wide receiver.
I think you can get away with it a lot cheaper than that.
Okay.
I think wide receivers, you can tend to spend a lot less of your budget. I'd say you could probably get them for 7 to 8%.
Okay. Very specific.
If you
want
to go 10.
7 to 8. Got it.
6 to 9?
Okay. Let's see that. Yeah, that's better. All right.
There you go.
All right. Let's look at Thomas Rawls here. Lacy will probably not be practicing full this week with a groin issue.
The groin, yep.
Yep.
Hurt his groin.
Yep, yep.
I've heard that doesn't feel good.
No, I bet you it sucks.
Sucks a groin.
So Rawls had 9 rushes for 39 yards and caught a couple balls for just over 30 yards. With Lacy out, Rawls is basically the man. We don't know if Lacy's actually going to be out, but even if he's limited, Rawls takes a bigger jump in the offense next week. Do you agree? Does he intrigue you at all?
Seattle has shifted their offensive philosophy pretty aggressively.
Pretty aggressive. Sorry.
That's what you want to do here?
Okay. Sorry. Couldn't resist.
Okay. Are you done?
Yeah. Some LD for you.
Okay. So, who do you think is leading the league in fantasy points a game this season?
What kind of quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Alex
well, we're
Smith?
Talking about. We're talking. Okay. No.
I don't know who.
Deshaun Watson.
Sure.
But he's out for the season.
Okay.
So who's next on that list?
I don't know who.
Russell Wilson. I was just a year too early. Russell Wilson at almost 8 yards an attempt, 15 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, adding in 194 rushing yards, a rushing touchdown on top of that. Russell Wilson is on pace to have a career year. And right now, he is, you know, the number three quarterback behind Alex Smith and Carson Wentz. However, those other guys have not had their bye yet. Both of those teams are going to have their bye this week. Russell Wilson already had his bye. And so you're looking at a guy that is the Seattle offense. And while, you know, Seattle has been trying to figure out their running back situation all season, and maybe this is a little bit of an opportunity coming up this week for Rawls because Eddie Lacy got hurt. 39 yards on 9 carries is not, you know, right, something that is going to blow me away. And that's pretty much as good as it gets for the Seattle running back.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Their running back situation is too hard to trust. I can't put a lot of value into it. I think you got better names on the waiver wire that you can get, yep, over Thomas Rawls.
I say too much rust to trust. That's what I say.
Yes.
The next guy, this is pretty interesting, and I want to talk about Sterling Shepard for a little bit here. I read actually on NFL.com that Sterling Shepard played 59% of his snaps. And I'll redo that. Shepard played 59% of his snaps in the slot this past week. That's a lot, considering that they really don't have any other receivers, and Sterling Shepard's their best receiver, and they put him in the slot.
Can you read me the stat one more time?
Sterling Shepard played 59% of his snaps in the slot this week.
Okay. Your dad played 100% of the snaps in your mom's slot.
You made me say it just because you had to think of a clever way to say it, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, so...
And I had the joke, but you were, like, you kept rambling.
Yeah, I got you.
I couldn't get it in like your dad did. Mm. And so, you know, I had to wait. I had to make you repeat the joke.
Yeah, I got you. Thanks for that. Sterling Shepard, he has been injured in his first game back. He had 9 targets. That was one shy of the lead on the team in targets. He got 5 receptions for 70 yards. Look, Eli Manning missed him for a huge touchdown reception. Sterling Shepard would for sure have gotten. I don't remember how long that was because I'm just going based off memory. It was at least 50 or 60 yards that the touchdown would have been. And Eli Manning missed him by about 2 yards. If he would have caught that, that would have put him, you know, over 120 yards and a touchdown. He would definitely be the number one waiver wire add this week because he didn't get it. He's just had a plain old 70 yards. He might get overlooked. I have faith that Eli Manning will connect with Sterling Shepard for the rest of the season. Only because of that, I'll probably put 10 or 15% of my fab budget into Sterling Shepard if I needed a wide receiver here.
Right. Sterling Shepard is an option. Robert Woods of this list, if you have to spend the money, now I know I said go ahead and save on Robert Woods, but if you have to spend the money, I think Robert Woods is an excellent option because it's just been, you know, fairly consistent. I know the schedule is not fantastic, but I mean, Robert Woods has been the epitome of consistency. Like every game but 2, he has at least 50 yards, yeah, right? So I know that 2 touchdowns is not something you're going to get all the time, but I mean, if you want consistent points, Robert Woods is your guy.
Right.
And I don't know, man. I just I would spend my money there. But if you think Sterling Shepard is going to be the one, and he clearly is, I think, the one, even though a lot of his snaps are coming out of the slot, like you said, I think you could spend some money on him. Not buku bucks, but some money.
Yeah. Yep.
I think less than 6 to 9% of your budget. Although he has a big name since last season, so somebody might outbid you for him.
Okay. All right, fair enough. One last running back I want to talk about. I don't know if he's forgotten. I don't know. Actually, I own him in our league of record, so I've been looking at him a long time. I've been reading about him, reading every single piece of his news, every stat. I want to know what you think about him just as a fan and analyst. Deion Lewis. In the last 3 weeks, he's led his team in rushing carries and rushing touchdowns. He's only had one, but he still leads the team in the last 3 weeks. Deion Lewis is still out there, and I think he's the most valuable running back on the Patriots offense.
Definitely the most elusive. I couldn't even wait for you to finish talking to say that. Just had to mention that. Yeah. Definitely the most elusive. Sure.
The most elusive running back in the Patriots offense, for sure.
Or even the NFL, oh, besides JJ.
All right, so are we making a move on Deion Lewis? Do you have enough on a team like yours? Okay, you mentioned you don't have Kareem Hunt and JJ this week. Right. Are you looking? Would you look at Deion Lewis as a reasonable RB2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are a few guys that I think you can look at. Trying to see right now if Deion Lewis. I'm sorry. I'm literally looking to see if Deion Lewis is on waivers in our league.
No, I haven't.
Because I was like, that is a good suggestion, Dale.
Yeah.
I didn't think about adding him on our league earlier, and I think that's a great option. But yeah, man, Deion Lewis. Give me some Deion Lewis.
I suggest for me all the guys that we talked about today. I think he is the most valuable waiver wire pickup out of all these, and I'd probably spend 15 to 20%. I would say north of 20% if I had to, because I do think he has a lot of value moving forward as well.
I think 20% is high, but I could see a situation where the Patriots offense, because Brady has not been necessarily what people had hoped Brady would be this season. I could see a situation where they start relying even more on the run.
Yeah. So you would probably spend, what, 8.5% to 9%?
Why you do this?
Before we move on from the waivers.
Wait. I want to say something. Sure. There's going to be a lot of people. I want to do the other thing. There's going to be a lot of people rushing out to grab Corey Clement after his 3 total touchdowns.
Yeah, don't do it.
And I want to talk about that.
Please do. Because I actually left him off on purpose.
And so, yeah, I know you did. You didn't want to talk about him. And so you X'd him from adding on waivers. Mm-hmm. And I want to say, this makes me so hopeful for JJ. Because all I got out of this, because all of the reports, all of the reports coming into this game was, Ajayi's going to be very limited. He has 10 to 15 plays that he knows. So he won't be in for more than a handful of plays. On top of that, they were playing Denver. And so I'm watching this game and I'm looking at it. Philadelphia's offensive line is so overwhelmingly good that you have somebody like Corey Clement that is not really anybody in this league. And he goes out there, has 66 total yards, 3 touchdowns. But you got somebody that comes in, JJ got no work in this game and still ended up with 13.5 fantasy points in a standard league. And the reason that happened is he didn't need much work. Like, he's going untouched. 8 carries, 77 yards, and a touchdown to add on top of that.
Yep.
And so the reason I want to say this is LeGarrette Blount is bad. He's not a good running back. LeGarrette Blount's not a good running back. But he's been effective behind that line because of how good it is. You saw that again with Corey Clement, who is going to continue to be their RB2, if not their RB3, because JJ is going to come in. It's going to be his job. That's my opinion. Wholeheartedly, I think what's going to happen is LeGarrette Blount's going to be the guy that's relegated and not going to have a lot of work. The only reason it didn't happen now this week is because it was such a short week for Ajayi. I'm hopeful. I think he's going to be very productive. Now coming in with a full week, a bye week, I think if you can buy JJ, now is a good time.
Yeah, now's as good time as ever. I do think LeGarrette Blount is going to have value at the goal line. I guess you don't agree with that.
I do not.
Okay, that's.
I think by the end of the season, LeGarrette Blount will be inactive.
Fair enough.
At times.
Fair enough. I do think JJ will get more and more involved, and that will reduce both Blount and Clement.
I don't think it's going to be a more and more involved situation because they're going on bye this week. I think coming off the bye, JJ is the starter. Corey Clement is the backup, playing in sort of a Sproles plus role. And
okay,
you get Blunt relegated to, you know, just relief work.
Okay. Like, I won't really argue with that. That's solid. Some other notables that I want to mention.
Is that too strong of an opinion?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I don't even think it's really even that bold. I think you might be right.
Okay. So if you had to rate it on our wing scale,
I would say it's like sweet habanero. I don't know what that means. Okay. That's the only flavor I thought of off the top of my head. So that's what you're getting. All right. So some of the other notables, I do want to mention Robbie Anderson, Curtis Samuel, Matt Forte, Corey Davis. They might be on your waiver wires. And I think they're all solid pickups this week. I also want to mention Deontay Thompson. I've been talking about Deontay Thompson since day one, former Gator, go Gators. With Zay Jones concussed, I think Deontay Thompson will take over and still be on the team. Still be on the field. Of course, he's going to be on the team. He'll still be on the field. He's a speedy guy who can catch long catches, or he can catch long passes. So look for Deontay Thompson to stash if you are really looking for a wide receiver.
You're so obsessed with this
for
guy.
For Tyrod Taylor. He's played great.
And I just gave a whole spiel about JJ, so...
Look, Deontay Thompson.
Okay.
Deontay Thompson.
Is your summary of your argument for him just repeating his name?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to pull up my stuff. All right, so...
Okay. I literally thought that this is what you're doing. Like, just Deontay Thompson. Like, if you say it enough times, you say it three times, he's going to appear in the end zone.
Listen, I have...
Deontay Thompson. Boom. Touchdown.
I have 3 pages of notes here. He had 7 catches out of 10 targets for 81 yards and a touchdown last week.
Okay.
The week before that against Oakland, he didn't have anything. But Tampa Bay, he had over 100 yards.
I'm going to disagree with you, dude, though. I'm going to cut you off.
Why?
I'm sorry.
Right, tell me, cut me off.
I got one reason. It's very simple. This is why Deontay Thompson is not going to be relevant. Relevant in the scheme of, like, I don't think he's worth adding. Ready for it?
Sure.
Very simple. Sure. You ready for it? Kelvin Benjamin. I said it. I did it. I'm sorry. I had to go there.
I do think Kelvin Benjamin is going to bring focus into this offense, into this passing offense for sure. Tyrod Taylor doesn't throw it a ton anyways. It's not like he's going to be throwing for 400 yards anytime soon. Deontay Thompson is a weapon, though. A weapon that Kelvin Benjamin, I don't know, is. He's way faster than Kelvin Benjamin.
Disagree.
I mean, no, this isn't debatable. I'm telling you that he's faster than Kelvin Benjamin. You can't disagree with that.
He's also not as good of a weapon as Kelvin Benjamin. He's not a big body in the middle of the field.
Okay. I think there's going to be plenty more passing yards to go around when he's playing New England, Indianapolis, Miami, and New England again to finish out the fantasy.
Okay.
Fantasy year.
He's also like the third or fourth option.
He's going to be the third. And a third option behind. In a passing offense that gets 225 yards. I know it's not crazy.
Right.
It's not good. I get it. I'm just saying.
Also, who's your list of options here? Because I want to hear it real quick. I think he's fourth on this list.
With Zay Jones out, he's third.
Behind
Kelvin. Mm-hmm. And if Jordan Matthews plays.
Okay. I think you're forgetting that LeSean McCoy is going to continue to be involved in this passing game.
I'm talking about wide receivers here, bro.
Okay. But I'm saying he's the fourth option.
Semantics.
Option.
All right. Curtis Samuel, like I mentioned, the Panthers with Kelvin Benjamin gone. I think Curtis Samuel will get more involved as well as the season goes on. Matt Forte is a free agent in a lot of leagues right now. He might still hold some value. He played pretty well last week.
He has played pretty well. He does. Man, do I want to say this? Matt Forte's worth picking up.
Yeah, he is. I mean,
14 carries for 77 yards.
Yeah, with 20, I mean...
Against a good defense.
Yeah, and last week he had 45 receiving yards. The week before that against Miami, he had 80 total yards. The week before that against New England, he had 80 total yards. So it's not crazy. I mean, he plays Tampa Bay next, and he has his bye. I think he's very valuable here at Tampa Bay.
Fair enough. Okay. I kind of agree.
Christian, I want to play you a little treat. For those of you on Twitter, do you want to play this now? Do you want to play this?
Yes, I do. Okay. I know exactly what this is.
So we, early in the ESF days, we had a debate. It was just a couple months ago. It feels like a long time ago. Christian and I had a debate that went viral, and basically it was our debate.
Kind of did, actually.
It was a debate between boiled hot dogs and microwaved hot dogs. My side was microwaved, of course, because that's the only way to really eat hot dogs. And Christian's was...
The only way to eat a hot dog.
Besides grilled. We said grilled is off the table.
Yeah. Just as a preface to all of this, just know that we are ruling out grilled hot dogs. Yes. The debate is, if you don't have time to grill the hot dog, how do you cook the hot dog?
Right. So for those of you who are familiar with the 30 for 30 films and the trailers, this might sound a little familiar to you because we are big time now. This is what we get. So it's about a minute long. For those of you that are new to the podcast, it might enlighten you when you hear people talk about boiled or microwaved. Here it goes. My go-to was like hot dogs. I'd place like two or three hot dogs on there. Just so easy.
I like to boil hot dogs, I guess, when I was in
Really? I never boiled a hot dog in my life. It grosses me out. Yeah,
grilling is step one.
Floating in the water there. That's disgusting.
Microwaved is gross.
No. Microwave, what you do, there's a trick. You wet a paper towel a little bit, and you wrap the paper towel around the hot dog, and then
Sounds like you're boiling it.
No, you're just putting the heat all around it so it cooks evenly.
This needs to be a poll. What's worse, a microwaved hot dog or a boiled
hot dog? No, boiled hot dog is way worse. I don't think that's going to be even close.
What if I told you that the greatest debate in fantasy football podcast history was about two guys and two ways of cooking hot dogs? It's a doggone world, Tuesday at 8 p.m., only on Eat Nation.
So far on the poll, though, 2-1, people prefer boiled hot dogs.
That is ridiculous.
That's a really great deal.
that's just the highlights of the film there. Maybe we'll make it into a feature one day or something. I don't know.
Oh, that is fantastic. I think that's one of the best things we've ever produced as a podcast.
It's up there. But the hard part was we had about 10 minutes of conversation about hot dogs. Do you know how hard it was to cut the right clips there? Because there were a couple good ones in that debate.
Yeah. But I think the clearest one was the poll. 2-1.
Yeah, 2-1. All right.
2-1.
Before we get out of here, Christian, like I was saying, we have, let's see, where is it? Because I just saved it. No, that's not it. Dang it. Okay, I hate doing this on
air. I love when you do this. Great radio.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. Well, Jesus, I just had it pulled up. Where the hell is it? Hold on. Uh-huh. Here it is. Mm-hmm. Here it is. Okay. So we were talking about parity in the NFL, how it's becoming harder and harder to really find.
That's what she said.
To really find the guys who are going to perform well, blah, 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 and all this stuff, right? So instead of picking teams, I know sometimes office pools, they'll pick mascots or something. Christian, without really thinking about it, I want you to answer the questions about which food you would eat, okay? I'm going to write this down, and I'm going to see if we're more successful.
Without thinking about it.
Yeah, without thinking about the teams, I'm just going to give you two foods, and you tell me which food is better, and then we're going to kind of go off that. So let's see how good, let's see if this is any better than actually picking teams, okay?
Okay.
So are you ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready. Right.
The first matchup is premium cheese or deep dish pizza?
Deep dish pizza.
Okay, I thought so. All right, the next one is...
Did you just say you thought so?
I thought you would say that.
Yeah, deep dish, like Chicago style deep dish.
Yeah.
It's so good, bro. It's like a lasagna and a pizza had a fucking baby.
Yeah, okay, we're not going to go into evaluating every single food that I talk about here.
so good.
All right. Okay, how about this? This is going to be hard. Pulled pork or Cuban sandwich?
Is the Cuban sandwich like how it would normally come? Because I get it slightly
just,
different.
Just answer the question.
Pulled pork.
Okay. All right. I got a couple more here. How about... Man, this is tough. Okay, how about this? We have chicken wings.
Was the Cuban sandwich Miami?
Yes. And you picked.
Did I just pick against Miami?
You picked the Panthers. Pulled pork.
Okay. Yeah. All right, let's move on.
All right, we have wings versus.
Yeah, it's wings. Whatever the other thing
okay.
is. It's wings.
All right, wings.
But what's the other thing? Wait, unless it's ribs or brisket.
No, you said wings.
But what's the other thing? Wait, what's the other thing?
The other thing is shrimp po' boys.
Yeah, I'm allergic to shrimp. That one's really clear for me.
All right, last one here. Let's see. Are you going to go with a... have you ever had avocado toast?
Like just avocado on a piece of toast? Or like toast made
out
of...
like toast with avocado.
Avocado somehow. Okay, toast with avocado on it, probably. That sounds good, actually.
Or brisket.
Oh, yeah, it's brisket.
I knew you were going to say that. Dang it. That wasn't very hard. All right.
That's what she said, unfortunately.
So, let's see. Okay, I don't know if this was a good game or not, but for the picks here, you picked the Bears over the Packers, so you had pizza over cheese. You picked pulled pork over a Cuban, which is the Panthers over Miami. For the wings...
Right. It was a shocker there that I picked over the Cuban sandwich,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, that was upset. Sorry. Upset of the week.
I apologize, mi gente. Yep.
And you picked the wings over a shrimp po' boy, which was the Bills over the Saints. And then you picked brisket, which was the Texans over the Rams, which is avocado toast.
I just want to say, if I had to pick like those games in actual matchups, I would pick all the opposites.
All right. Let's.
And that's those are the games this week, huh?
Yep. Those are the games. You picked four games. So you have the Bears, Panthers, Bills, and Houston.
Actually, I might go Bears over Packers, but.
The Bears defense has been playing great, and the Packers defense is. We were recording during Monday Night Football, and the Packers are down 14-3 against the Lions. So.
Yeah, those offenses are just horrible, though.
Yeah.
Panthers and Dolphins, I think that's a close game this week. Bills, Saints. Yeah. Okay. All right. Interesting. Interesting how this food thing worked out. I just want to say, though, not a good game. Not a good game.
This game that I just played? Oh, man. Are you serious? I thought it was actually pretty good.
I know it's called Eat Sleep Fantasy, but.
Look, the only one I really had trouble with was the Rams. I couldn't think of anything else in L.A. I thought avocado toast was like hipster enough for LA. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
All right, I got a game for you. Okay, ready?
Sure.
All right. Serta or Sealy?
Sealy.
Okay. Tempur-Pedic or Posturepedic?
Tempur-Pedic.
Okay. All right. Air mattress or waterbed?
You got to go with a waterbed. It's good for lovemaking.
Okay. All right. Got a couple more here. Ready? Yep. Memory foam or
memory foam.
Spring?
You don't have to go. Memory foam is it.
All right. And last but not least, soft bed or hard bed? A bed that's a little too soft or a bed that's a little too hard?
I like beds that are a little too hard.
Okay. All right. So let me give you your results here.
This is so stupid.
And they say, you're a fucking dork. Jesus Christ. None of this was relevant. None of it. All right. That's it. Jesus. That's the results.
Christian.
I'm mad at you.
You ruined my new game by coming up with a newer game that sucked even worse. You sabotaged.
No, my game was fantastic. You know why? Because I got you to answer a bunch of questions for no reason.
You sabotaged my game. Now our listeners are going to be like, oh my God, they make up stupid games. When my game was actually pretty good, yours sucked. But now they're just going to lump it all in together and say that.
Dale, what was the point of your game? To get me to pick four teams?
Yes.
Why didn't you just give me the teams in the game?
Because I wanted you to pick.
Because you wanted to talk about food.
And to prove, look, you're going to get all these right just by picking the food. That's what's going to be amazing. You're going to, if you go 4-0 this week, we need to do something crazy. You need to eat all these foods at once.
Wings and deep dish pizza and brisket and what was the other thing?
And pulled pork. that's about your Sunday afternoon.
That just sounds like that just sounds like one meal and like a normal meal. That just sounds like brunch, man.
All right. For Christian Burrito, I'm Dale. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Eat, sleep, fantasy. You rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs. Better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation. We doing what we like. Tune in every week. Guaranteed we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts. I know you plan to be joining us on Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Yeah. Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Woo! Eat, Sleep, Fantasy.